Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's the Wake Up Crew!
With John Dinkins,
Brian Barrett,
and Dalton Barrett.
Like the way he says, Brian Barrett.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It's Monday, July 21st. And this is episode 1703. And unfortunately, it's only 16 days until school starts. I already see the school supplies in the Walmart stores and the Targets.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's time. I love the way they curtain off, you know, like certain, like a whole area of the store just for that. And Walmart hits you when Target has theirs in the back. Walmart has it right there up front. As soon as you walk in, boom, there they are.
It's because they know their demographic. Walmart knows you're coming in and you want to get out, and Target knows you want to shop for a little while.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. And once they get you in there far back, you have a less tendency to, you know, you have a tendency to stay longer,
I would
think.
At that point, they know you're serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another sign that it's late in July, we're getting late in July, is because it's 105 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Man.
More heat this week.
It
I like
is.
That.
Yeah. It rhymes.
We're running in there at about 90. We haven't have just ungodly temperatures, but the humidity is just unreal. But I haven't seen Rutherford weather pop up on my screen on my phone in a long, long time. So I guess everything's okay in the world.
It's not severe.
Yeah. You only come on when it's severe, or do you do updates? Like, do you come in and go...
Severe and impactful weather.
Oh, that's all.
I mean, the first day we had a heat advisor in a while.
We
got a heat advisor today. It's going to be hot coming up. You know, that kind of thing. Don't want to overwhelm the folks.
Trust me, you're certainly not overwhelming the folks.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean...
Sometimes you start a page and whatnot, and they're... Especially if you turn on the notifications for it, and it's like you're getting it all the time.
I always click on it to my phone, though, and it's always like a big pause with music playing. What is that? Is that something you're doing? It's like a little pause, and then you'll hear some little music, and then it takes like a long time for it to come up.
So when you stream, you're not sure when people are going to come in, and people are getting the notification, and all the different platforms start at different times, so you kind of have to give it a beat before you jump into the stream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's kind of standby, and the program that we use to stream to all of those places, you can see when it pops online, all of them, and so when they're all on, that's when you start.
Well, I don't really need you for this weather right here. I mean, it's kind of like...
Sure, I mean...
It's hot, dry, hot and wet, or dry. I mean, it's kind of gotten not as much rain lately, so...
Typical Tennessee weather.
Typical August, yes, July and August.
Yeah.
Probably go through August with similar to that. You might get a few cool snaps in August, maybe one or two.
I heard somebody say the other day that September is just like the second August anymore.
Yeah, September has been pretty hot the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Towards the end of September, you'll start to get a little bit of a break.
That's why we go air conditioning press boxes.
Yes.
Well, we usually do. And then he opens up the window, you know, let the hot air in. I don't know. Just another little thing that gets on my nerves with Brian Barrett.
I put the mic out the window, but I shut the window.
You used to not. You used to not have to tell the truth. You used to not do that. You'd put the mic in.
Not if the air was on.
But okay.
It's just been recent that we've had air-conditioned press boxes, honestly. And they're not all even air-conditioned. But
still don't have any
bathrooms.
That
was miserable.
Still don't have any bathrooms in the
And they're not all heated. Some of them are air-conditioned, but not heated.
Who needs heat?
See, and what he doesn't understand is my reason about football now is with my knees, it takes me a while to get to the bathroom. If I have to go, I'll miss like a quarter, you know, trying to get back. And then you got people to fight trying to get into the bathroom. I mean, is it halftime? I mean,
we've got that all taken care of.
No, we have not. I know what you're saying. I know what you're going to say, but no, you really haven't. Because people can, I mean, it's a very visible area. You know, you just can't get away. So, you need some privacy, man. So I'll go. That's all I'm gonna go with.
Well,
that.
I won't look. I'll just.
I'm just not gonna do that. I mean, jeez.
Y'all are talking about this on the air.
I know.
This is on the radio.
I can't believe you brought it up.
Well, you said something about the bathroom. I didn't bring it up.
Well, I said I'm going to the bathroom. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about Superman, as we have been the last few days, and we've got actual reporters. They're going to give us their report. Also, an interesting last few days in TV world. We'll be back 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. We'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index values as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. New to tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 74 degrees.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Scotty Scheffler won the Open by four strokes after a final round 68 in Northern Ireland. The Kansas City Chiefs gave defensive end George Karlaftis a four-year extension. The Seahawks released tight end Noah Fant. The Bengals signed quarterback Desmond Ridder from the University of Cincinnati. Denny Hamlin was the NASCAR winner at Dover, his fourth victory this season. Pato O'Ward took the IndyCar event on the streets of Toronto. And at the NBA Summer League Championship in Las Vegas, the Hornets beat the Kings. Each team was 5-0. The Detroit Tigers have the best record in the majors at 60-40 after winning at Texas Sunday night 2-1. That ends a Detroit six-game losing streak. The Brewers won their 10th game in a row, beat the Dodgers in L.A. again 6-5. Milwaukee is now tied for first with the Cubs in the NL Central. The Cubs were losers at home to Boston 6-1. The Yankees won at Atlanta and Houston won at Seattle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And by the way, today we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, programmable. Is that how you say that? Programmable.
Programmable.
That's a nice little word. Did you come up with that word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice.
He invented it.
Programmable thermostats adjust temps automatically, helping you stay cool and save money. Find energy-saving tools at mte.com/myenergyplan. We're going to talk about Superman a little bit later on, and we're going to talk about... And what I love is we have on-site reporters that actually went to the movie and can give us a little rundown without giving us the ending or anything like that.
Yeah, won't spoil it.
But we are going to preview it for everyone that still hasn't seen it. So, should be fun. Or maybe not.
Yippee! It seems like everybody has seen it based on the numbers in the box office and stuff. It's a
lot
big
of
movie.
People have. We've got a CBS News update coming up in 20 minutes and a check of state news from Access Tennessee is straight ahead right after we... We've got to do several things today. All right. And the first thing on the agenda would be to tell us who the good neighbor of the day is. Virginia and Jerry Haslip are today's good neighbors of the day for doing so much to help the people of Readville, delivering truckloads of food every week. They're a blessing to so many people. And Virginia and Jerry Haslip will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Congrats.
That's a nice thing. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to send in a good neighbor, easy way to do that is text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a quick reply from us. There will be a link. It'll be start with TXGV. Okay, so that's from us. It's safe. Tap on that. Takes you to the web form. Fill out the info. When you get to the bottom, there's a submit button. Right. You do that, and we've got it in our inbox. So
That's complicated.
Very easy. No, it's not complicated at all.
TSV what?
Okay. It sounds more complicated. Oh. You text, we text you back.
Oh.
And you tap the link.
Yeah. But sometimes people are kind of freaked out about tapping on links on phones that you get. But you did ask us. By texting neighbor, you ask us to send you information back. And so when you do that, you're safe.
And if that makes you too nervous, just go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
That's even scarier, but I'm just kidding. It's not.
Well, you got to have those little lines up there at the top. What do you call those
hamburger
things?
Menu.
Yeah, hamburger menu. If you don't hit that, you're in trouble on WGNSradio.com.
Well, good thing it's on every website.
Yeah, because you got to find, you got to see it and hit it. You know, you can't just... Otherwise, you're just going to see, like, news, right?
Yeah.
That's just the only thing you see.
Yeah.
So the little hamburger menu is the thing to be watchful of.
And that's not just for us. Watch for it on every website.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have a special day to talk about?
It's National Junk Food Day. Go get your favorite junk food, popcorn or chips or a burger and fries, whatever it is. Go get you some.
Or a Hostess cupcake. 624 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Another week of dangerous heat settling in for most of the state. The National Weather Service has posted a heat advisory for all of Middle and West Tennessee. Areas of West Tennessee along the Mississippi River could reach a heat index near 111 today. Forecasters say spotty afternoon storms could bring relief to a few areas. Gusty winds are also possible with those storms. Stay with this station for detailed local weather alerts. A freshman football player for the University of Mississippi is dead after a shooting outside a West Tennessee home Saturday night. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the shooting happened in Cordova after a pool party. 18-year-old Corey Adams of New Orleans was found with a gunshot wound. Four other men arrived by personal vehicles at area hospitals in non-critical condition. Deputies are looking for a suspect in the shooting. As WREG reports, Adams was an incoming freshman at Ole Miss and was one of the top defensive lineman recruits in the country. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
The owner of a factory where six workers died last year in the flooding from Hurricane Helene won't face charges. This after the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation found no criminal wrongdoing. Officials say no further action will be taken. The investigation found no evidence that Impact Plastics employees were told they could not leave the factory when the weather struck, according to a news release from the district attorney. Five employees and a person working for a contractor were killed on September 27th after they were washed away by those floodwaters. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627 here on The Wake Up Crew, 101.9, 100.5, AM 1450. And also you can tune in to us at WGNSradio.com. John, Brian, Dalton with you. We've got good neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast. Also our first look at traffic here on this July 21st. Are y'all impressed with the way I'm doing
all
these?
Really, you're flowing.
Plugging in today. I can actually able to read today.
Did you get a steroid shot recently?
No.
Okay. Normally, no. That's when you're just like going.
Oh, those are the best shows.
Those are the best shows.
I am so wired.
Because you haven't slept the night before.
Yeah. No, and you would think I'd be tired. I'm just into it, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, I think a lot of it is on the days you're here. It's pretty exciting. The show's exciting and, you know, different point of views. Mm-hmm. When it's on just the Thursday, Fridays, it's me and Brian. Anyway, let's do our song of the day. We haven't done that yet, Brian.
Wait on you.
And we decided to go to another week of this because it's been so popular.
Mm.
That people are calling in like crazy.
Are they?
Yeah. It's songs that only became famous because they were in a movie or they were part of the movie. From 1973, Come and Get Your Love. And they put it in Guardians of the Galaxy and it became another hit again.
That was such a
cool, that was such a cool part of the movie when he punched in that, you know, and started playing.
It was a cassette, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. So that's Come and Get Your Love. It's by Redbone.
And then they kind of expanded that through the rest of the movies. He got like an iPod at some point and got more songs and more music. And,
yeah, the soundtrack is great in that movie, mm-hmm. So
I think I've got it. I think Bobby got it for me on vinyl, the soundtrack to that movie.
Did Superman have any soundtrack or anything?
It had a few songs. Uh-huh. It was mostly like the score.
Yeah.
But it had a couple songs.
The best part, I think, was when they interacted. The music wasn't as good as like Superman 2 or whatever, Superman 1. But when they intertwined that music with the old theme song,
the score of the movie, like the full score, is pretty good. Mm-hmm. It works really well in the movie, and then there's a couple songs that they play, but yeah, the music is good.
But this is it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a revamp of the original Superman
thing. Yeah,
makes me want to go and save a bus full of kids.
Yeah, it can get you into it, can't it?
It really does suck you in. That was the coolest part of the movie, was just Superman being Superman.
Okay, so it's time to rate our Superman movie. First thing we'll do is rate it, and this is going to be hard.
Wait, that gave me an idea. We'll rate this one. What if later, today, we do a Superman movie tier list?
Oh, like we've done before?
Have we done that?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, maybe we can. Well, we didn't add this one in it.
No. Right.
So what would you rate this one on a scale of 1 to 10?
I've seen all of the Superman movies.
Uh-huh.
This is the best one.
Well, that doesn't tell me a thing. That's the best one. So what are you rating it?
A 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. For me. That is high praise from
him. Yes, because he hates everything.
Yes, he does.
And Megan does too, and Megan really liked it. And we watched every Superman leading up to this one, and she didn't like one of them. And she liked this one.
Wow.
So... The little kid nerd in me wants to give it a 10 out of 10, so I'm going to give in, and I'm going to let him do that. If I was being critical, which I tend to be a pessimist. If I'm being critical, I'd give it like an 8.
I knew when it survived your review.
Yeah,
I knew the movie had to be worth going.
It's
to
not
see.
A it's not a perfect movie, but it's a perfect Superman movie because Superman is good.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not the best movie you've ever seen. It's the best Superman movie you've ever seen.
Yeah, probably.
It's all right. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Wow, man, that is high praise for you.
Maybe even in the superhero category.
I bet you're going to go see Supergirl when it comes out.
Yeah, she's going to be interesting.
The comic book that the Supergirl movie, I was explaining this to him at dinner after the movie. The comic book that the Supergirl movie is based on is really good. I've read it. But it's all about her like dealing with her depression of Krypton blowing up. And so she's kind of an alcoholic and party girl, kind of thing. But I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun, too. We got to do some Today in History real quick here. Turn to Turner Security. All right, we're skipping down to 1987. Guns N' Roses debut album Appetite for Destruction is released. In 1990, another big hit, the Pink Floyd's The Wall, is performed where the Berlin Wall once stood. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. And in 2019, Marvel announces 10 new superhero films at Comic-Con, including Blade and with Natalie Portman as a female, Thor, and the first Asian-American superhero film, Shang-Chi.
And only two of them came out.
That's right. Isn't that funny?
It's funny.
More Superman talk, much more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. But first, we've got to rewind it, go back in time. And with Brandon Brooks here on the Wake Up Crew at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. July 21st, 1973.
You tell Leroy to do one thing, and Leroy would do another thing.
Jim Croce hit the top of the charts with...
One, two, three, and...
This date in 1978. Chico. The final episode of the Freddie Prinze sitcom...
Chico Rodriguez.
Chico and the Man. And July 21st, 2004. Composer Jerry Goldsmith, who wrote the themes from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Waltons, Star Trek, and Poltergeist, died at 75. I'm Brandon Brooks.
They're here.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. We'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon. Under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index value is as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. Due to tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic traveling down through the Mount Juliet area, Wilson County right now. Right on schedule on 40 West as you come into Hermitage. It's on the increase. 65 here in Franklin, Brentwood, working your way up through Williamson County. A little bit of radar out through Dixon County this morning on I-40. Be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you live in, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Happy 50th anniversary to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. The items are grown and raised right here in this area only by the farmers. Local honey, meats, all sorts of produce, and even trees and shrubs and flowers. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday mornings starting at 7 o'clock and going until 1 in the afternoon. It's over at the Lane Agropark. They're 316 John R. Rice Boulevard. Now, listen. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at 10 o'clock in the morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's where you'll also find a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10. That's also at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks. Works.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
It's 21 before the hour, and I'm still shocked at the rating that Brian gave the Superman movie.
I mean, it really is, because he hates everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best he's ever done is like 8 out of 10 on anything.
Yeah.
But I just can't, I thought you were going to go in too optimistic, but I think you went in maybe pessimistic, and then
There was a lot of hype.
Yeah.
And right before the movie came out, there was all that controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As there always is. Mm. What's the best joke you've ever which do we have that on tape, the best joke you ever did?
We should do
we've got all of them.
Brian Barrett's jokes tier list.
That wouldn't take long. All right, here we go with the dad joke of the day for Monday.
Hey, where do you learn how to make banana splits?
I don't know. Where?
Sunday school.
Well, that's one of those.
You want to go right here, yeah. And so it's like, did it barely inch up or barely inch down? And I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go down.
I'll go the other way. That gives you a positive. How's that?
Okay.
He's happy. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. Alaska Air flights are taking off again after an IT outage last night that brought the entire fleet to a standstill. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Operations have resumed, but the airline said there will likely be what they called residual impacts to their flights as they reposition aircraft and crews.
The pilot of a Delta regional flight from Minneapolis was coming in for a landing in Minot, North Dakota, when he told passengers he had to swerve to avoid colliding with a B-52 bomber. New heat domes expected to settle in the South and Midwest this week. WWL-TV meteorologist Alexa Trishler from New Orleans.
Feels like temperatures heat into season the coming days, Monday and Tuesday, up to 109 to maybe 112. Scorching heat the next several days. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. You'll want to have water.
If you're set to call it a career.
The top five states for retirees are, in this order, New Hampshire, Maine, Wyoming, Vermont, and Idaho.
Bank rate Stephen Cates, CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Christiana emergency crews rushed to the Love's truck stop off Epps Mill Road near I-24 on Sunday afternoon after an 18-wheeler caught fire around 2:45 p.m. The driver, who was backing into a parking space when the truck's engine died and flames erupted from the hood and dashboard, escaped unharmed. A Love's technician, also a volunteer firefighter, attempted to slow the spread of the flames as Christiana Volunteer Fire Department units arrived within 5 minutes. Despite their efforts, the tractor was fully engulfed and declared a total loss. Responders from Rutherford County EMS, Tennessee Highway Patrol, and the Sheriff's Office assisted on scene, ensuring no injuries and helping to manage traffic flow. In neighboring Middle Tennessee communities, Cultural Homestay International is urgently seeking host families to welcome high school exchange students for the 2025-2026 academic year. Local coordinator Judy Broadbent says that 85 students must be placed soon to allow for travel and visa arrangements. Hosting other families in Rutherford County and beyond is a chance to experience cultural exchange and create lifelong global connections. Among the students hoping for placement are Eleanor from France, who enjoys baking and music, and Louise from Germany, a passionate musician. Families interested in hosting are encouraged to act quickly and contact Broadbent at adreadne@mac.com or text 615-400-6954 to learn more. That's all for now. For more local news, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A motorist with a flat tire was stranded on the roadside when Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's crew number 3 stopped to offer assistance. The trunk was loaded with a heavy, foldable wheelchair. Plus, the temporary tire did not have the proper air pressure. Well, this good Samaritan pit crew had the proper tools. Quickly, Chad Davis, Ryan Battle, Sam Bennett, Hunter Martin, and Joseph Decker had the senior citizen on the road again.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adam's Place.
Of course, Adam's Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunley. An East Tennessee man faces kidnapping and theft charges after reportedly stealing a vehicle in Blount County with people inside. Police say that Robert Cody Martin stole a vehicle Saturday with three people inside while the owner was working on the car at a business off of Highway 411. Deputies from two counties pursued the vehicle and caught Martin. The three victims were safe and did not need medical attention. Martin faces charges including kidnapping, felony evading arrest, and resisting arrest. He's being held without bail at the Monroe County Justice Center. A man has died after falling from a boat on Norris Lake. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency responded to reports of a person falling from a boat and not resurfacing. Officers say they were able to find the boat and search nearby. The victim was found, and authorities have identified him as Christopher Scott Mount of Ohio. The incident is still under investigation. Officials say this is the 14th fatal boating incident in Tennessee for 2025. TWRA reminds boaters to wear a life jacket and use caution while out on the water. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Metro Nashville police are working to learn the identity of a woman's body found on the side of a road. Police say the woman was found by a man walking his dog on Night Valley Drive near Harding Place. The woman's body was taken to the medical examiner's office to be identified and to determine her cause of death. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
648 here on your radio dial, but we don't really have dials anymore, really, do we?
Well,
some of them still have a little spin on there.
Your car has a dial.
Yeah.
Not to turn the volume up and down, not to change the...
Yeah, touch screen kind of thing, too. Yeah. CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolfe's coming up at about 6:57. Okay, I see what's being done now. We're taking the easy way out.
I recorded that the other night. I thought, you know, that's the best it can get.
I don't care. We enjoyed your versions of them.
Maybe we'll start doing them together.
Oh, that's...
But that was my version. I just did that at Twilight the other night.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
when he was actually
a
wolf.
Transformed into a wolf.
I think he goes back in that bamboo hut he's got back there in the back of his house and turns into a werewolf.
You've seen Teen Wolf, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Oh, definitely not a teen, for sure. Man, what is going on with television? Just came on my feed, my Google feed, said Michelle Steele, longtime announcer for ESPN, does the news, you know, the sporting news. She's out. She's leaving the thing.
Wow.
And, of course, we heard the shocker that Stephen Colbert of The Late Show from CBS is being, that he's got a year left. They're ending it at 2026, and they're not replacing him. They're just doing away with it. So it looks like you're going to see a lot of reruns of NCIS on CBS.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what are they going to put there? And it's probably going to be a rerun.
Yeah, I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm old enough to remember when CBS didn't have a late show.
Yeah, me too.
And they would show original dramas, but they would, like, maybe a show didn't make the cut, so they'd show a pilot, and they'd call it the CBS movie. Tuesday movie or the Wednesday movie, Thursday movie, and they did that. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw game shows either.
Oh yeah, I bet that's
because they tried to do that with After Midnight, which was it was terrible. I love the girl in it, Taylor Tomlinson. She's funny, but that After Midnight thing didn't.
And you may start seeing you know, hey, local stations, this is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could very well see the 10 o'clock news redone over and over and over and over again.
Or maybe so. There's like ABC. I mean, I think that's probably going to happen on ABC too, because there was...
Well, they had Nightline, and I would imagine they'll go back to Nightline, uh-huh. back to 10:30, and be done with it. Some people say that it could be that they'll eventually just quit broadcasting and do like to have the American flag do the national anthem, it's over, and it's just black screen. Or a lot of advertising commercials, I could see a lot of that, you know.
Yeah, those 30-minute shows.
Yeah, yeah. So... It's going to be interesting. I don't know what it's got. Whatever they do, it's going to be cheap. And I would think game shows would be the cheapest, you know.
Well, I don't know why they don't just put some of the things that they do straight to streaming on there. But well, I guess maybe words and stuff.
Yeah.
They could edit that out.
And they did that with
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. I just think people it's hard to watch like television like that on TV when you're not catching every episode and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think people watch it.
No, it's got to be something. I think it's got to be something that's really simple, to the point, you can fall asleep to. Oh, they could just put on The Ranch.
Well, like, yeah, well, but like a sitcom.
Yeah,
or something.
An old rerun of their one of their classic comedies, and they could call it Comedy Classics, and boom, Seinfeld one night.
Didn't somebody have like I Love Lucy on at night or something? I mean, or like those old
MASH used to be on Channel 2 for
that's
years
right.
at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start with Nightline at 11. So I would say they'll give the local stations an opportunity to put in that time period, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but tonight's show's no word on that. I think it's okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that next tomorrow or during
so
your
far,
time.
Yeah.
It's a lot more reasons they think because of it. So,
well, the Tonight Show was the first of its kind anyway, and it was, I mean, nobody even challenged the Tonight Show until David Letterman went to CBS.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, they couldn't challenge it.
Right.
That nobody would dare challenge it because Johnny Carson was so big.
Mm-hmm.
Lost a lot when they lost Johnny, really. Even with the Jay Leno, I still like Johnny Carson better. He stayed out of the political arena, too. Hey, let's do some birthdays today. We got a bunch. Wow.
Anybody in the
audience? I'm gonna let you read them.
Are you?
Happy birthday.
Good luck. Be studying because they're a bunch. All right.
Got it.
Celebrity birthdays for today: Ernest Hemingway, born in 1899. 1911. Marshall McLuhan, a Canadian writer. By the way, Ernest Hemingway was a writer as well. The Old Man in the Sea. Remember that. That's a question that you've missed before. on some kind of trivia thing.
Back when you were his English teacher?
1938, Janet Reno, first woman U.S. Attorney General. 1948, Cat Stevens, rock vocalist.
It could be something good has begun. Peace train sounding louder.
Boy, he was good. He's good. He's still around. He's still singing. 1946, Danny Glover, American actor and activist in Lethal Weapon and The Color Purple. 1948, Gary Trudeau, American political cartoonist. 1951, Robin Williams, the late Robin Williams, American actor and comedian.
You presume to know everything about me because you saw a painting of mine. You ripped my life apart. Do you think I'd know the first thing about how
that must have been Dead Poets Society?
I think so. In 1973, Allie Landry had a birthday. She's an American actress. And here are the local birthdays with your host, Dalton Barrett.
Celebrating today, it's Sean Corbett, Terry McDowell, Beth Lane, Penny Morgan, Lynn Comer, Dennis Nipper, Jason Good, Jay-Z Mosley, Chris Black, Lisa Trail, Jane Davis, Joyce Taylor, Corey Edmonds, and Tori Patterson. And yesterday, Dick Peach, Nikki Brasher, Scott Terry, Donnie.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. And we'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon. Under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index value as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. Due to tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now it's 74 degrees.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. It's already got a little bit heavier down 65 through the Madison area as York Way pass Briley Parkway. 65 to the north up through Franklin, Brentwood, Williamson County in general, trying to pick up. Moving right now on 24 up through Antioch, in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out when you order online throughout the day. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
It was a long weekend of unrelenting memes and tarnished reputations.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yikes, the Coldplay Kiss Cam affair played out on all our feeds, but it seems the band got the most out of it. Not surprisingly, a nice pop in their streaming numbers. Songs like Sparks made the top 50 according to Spotify. That track is 25 years old. Looks like Chris Martin can pay the electric bill this month. And Kelly Clarkson added to the lineup for the Band Together Texas concert. That'll benefit victims of those terrible floods in Texas. The show organized by Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum. It happens August 17th in Austin. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. We ran out of time with some of the birthdays, so if you don't mind, pick up yesterday's birthdays list again, Dalton.
Yes, Donnie Machinsky, George McLaughlin, Olivia
Fuentes.
Yeah. And Lynn,
I know
Patter.
Her, actually.
Lynn Patter, that's the list.
You know her, too. Lori Davis' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got there, Brian? What else do we do here?
Good Neighbor, do we do that here?
Yeah, let's do it. Virginia and Jerry Haislip are today's Good Neighbor of the Day for doing so much to help the people of Breedaville, delivering truckloads of food every week. They're a blessing to so many people. That's Virginia and Jerry Haislip. And they're going to get flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So for the birthdays, text birthday or text them in. The Good Neighbor, text the Good Neighbor, text neighbor to us. We'll get it in somehow. That's we're just running out of time for everything this morning. Hurry,
for
hurry.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And we'll be back with more. We did have more time. We did. We really did.
8 whole seconds.
I mean, we got 3, 2, it's 7 o'clock, folks.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Delta pilot takes action.
Aggressive maneuvers to avoid colliding with a B-52 bomber.
Death at Mideast aid site.
The situation in Gaza has never been this bad. They are desperately hungry.
Trump demand for NFL's Commanders.
Change their name back to the Redskins.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A close call in the sky. A pilot told dozens of passengers on a Delta jet over North Dakota that he had to make an aggressive maneuver to avoid colliding with a B-52 bomber. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA says it is still trying to gather more information about what happened here. We don't know how close these two aircraft came. It was a SkyWest regional jet with about 80 people on board flying for Delta. The captain said it was close enough that he worried that passengers may have seen the other plane, that B-52, coming at them after the plane landed safely. The pilot made this announcement.
Sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all.
SkyWest says it's investigating, but stressed the flight landed safely in Minot after being cleared for approach by the tower, but performing a go-around when another aircraft became visible in their flight path.
A new CBS News poll shows falling support for President Trump. His approval rating stands at 42%, a double-digit drop since February. CBS's Anthony Salvato says he's lost support on key issues like the economy and immigration.
The majority no longer thinks that the administration is just trying to prioritize dangerous criminals, that has expanded. And when they think those things, they're less approving of it.
A federal judge hears arguments today on Harvard University's lawsuit against the government. Harvard sued the Trump administration over the freezing of $2 billion in federal research funds and grants. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney.
Harvard, they want a judge to make a ruling on this without going to trial. The university wants the court to cancel the government's freeze on its federal funds.
The White House said the administration's goal is to prevent anti-Semitism and DEI on Harvard's campus.
Overseas, at least 80 people are reported dead in northern Gaza at a food aid location. Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
The UN World Food Program said that shortly after entering Gaza, a convoy of 25 trucks carrying food aid encountered what it called massive crowds of hungry civilians who then came under Israeli gunfire. Israel says its troops fired warning shots after its soldiers were threatened.
Back here at home near Lake George, New York, police are trying to figure out what led up to a young girl's death. CBS News New York's Liz Rosner.
9-year-old Melina Fratolin has been found dead. An Amber Alert was issued for her after her father said she was abducted. The Warren County Sheriff's Office initially led the investigation and identified inconsistencies in the father's account of events.
A federal judge in Louisville holds a sentencing hearing today for former police officer Brett Hankison, who was convicted of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights in the botched raid that left her dead 5 years ago. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Harmeet Tillon, the new Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, has backed off this case and is now taking the position that the officer should only get 1 day in prison, which is essentially the time he served when he was charged, and then only have 3 years of supervised release. That is very different from what the sentencing guidelines would ordinarily be for this case.
Officials in the Texas Hill Country hit by deadly flooding on July 4th say just 3 people remain missing, down from nearly 100. People who had been previously reported missing have now since been accounted for. And with flooding in mind, lawmakers in Texas meet today in a special session.
Upgrading the state's disaster warning system, a top priority for Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Improving communications will be a part of early warnings that we need to address.
Abbott's also taken up President Trump's call to redraw the state's congressional maps in an effort to flip 5 more seats to Republican heading into the midterms. State House Democrats have threatened to walk out to prevent it. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council. Police in San Jose, California, say they've arrested a man who drove his car into a post office, identifying the driver as 44-year-old Richard Tillman, the brother of the late NFL player Pat Tillman, who left football to enlist in the Army after 9/11. CBS News Bay Area reporter Dah Lin.
The U.S. Postal Inspector says the motive is still unclear. Investigators believe Tillman reversed his car into the lobby, then intentionally set the building on fire. Neighbors who live across from the post office say a loud explosion woke them up.
It's absolutely insane.
Heather and Shane Roberts say they saw a man with long hair and a beard not far from the fire.
Looked like he had a beer in his hand and he was on his phone.
We heard him talking about something about a federal offense and going to jail.
A social media post from President Trump has rattled the sports pages. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
The president weighed in on the Washington Commanders football team name, urging them to change their name back to the Washington Redskins. The president threatened to interfere with a deal to build a new football stadium in Washington, D.C. if the change is not made.
And Trump also said baseball's Cleveland Guardians should return to being called the Indians. Both teams changed their names in 2022 and say they have no intention of going back. Overseas, 29-year-old American Scottie Scheffler won golf's British Open, the fourth major of his career and second this year.
It's a very special feeling. It takes a lot of work to get to this point in my career. And this was a tough week. It was challenging. The golf course was playing really tough. And, you know, I had to focus very hard over the course of the weekend.
No surprises at a Coldplay concert over the weekend in Madison, Wisconsin.
We're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
Chris Martin gave a heads up for a big screen shot of fans. Last week, of course, a tech company CEO resigned after the viral controversy over him being caught on the big screen at a Coldplay concert, embracing the firm's head of HR. There's word this morning, Jake Larson has died. He survived Omaha Beach on D-Day in World War II and became a TikTok star in recent years by fans who called him Papa Jake.
I'm just a country boy. If it weren't for TikTok, I would not be reaching any of these people.
Larson had more than 1 million social media followers as he shared stories about his war days. Papa Jake Larson was 102. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. And we'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index values as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. Due to tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now at 73 degrees.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
Good morning. We got a couple of minor accidents out here. It's building pretty good now, leaving Wilson County westbound on I-40, coming through Mount Juliet on in and through Hermitage. Donaldson, traffic's building up through Spring Hill right now. So we watch that traffic slow down a bit on 65 northbound all the way up to 840. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you live in, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
And now, the second hour host of the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, here's Brian Barrett.
Thank you, John.
Did you? I wish you hadn't interrupted me. I was doing a good job with it.
Well, I didn't know that you were going to do that.
Oh, let me do it again.
And now, for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, here's your host, Brian Barrett.
Boo. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And the crowd cheers.
And everybody listening to their cars is turning off the radio.
Obviously, no. They've never heard you before.
No.
They're cheering.
Let's see. It is a Monday morning, so got to deal with that. Good luck. It's July 21st.
Way to start us off on a chipper note.
Episode 1703, and the news gets even chippier. School starts in 16 days.
When you wake up in the morning. Oh, no, that's the wrong thing song. Okay, sorry. I was doing Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's just a school bell.
That's the way that bell does, though.
Yeah, it's very similar, yeah.
They took off Saved
by
the Bell.
School bells don't sound like that anymore. Now they're wah, 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 wah.
They took off Saved by the Bell on Sunday mornings. That was my get up and get dressed and go to church show.
Was it?
Yeah, because you didn't have to watch it.
Where did you watch it?
MeTV.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to get MeTV. You really enjoy it. I think you'd enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah. The color episodes.
Does it have the ranch?
No.
Okay.
Another ranch.
Well,
one of the
I think
things
I'll pass.
I wish Netflix would do. I've had this idea for a long time, and one day they're going to do it, and I'm going to say,
"Take it off." I'm going to
no. They're going to do this one day, and I'm going to say, "This I want money for this because this was my idea." I think you should be able to go on Netflix, and you know how you have like My Queue, where like all the shows that you've saved. They should have one where you can save a bunch of shows to it, and it will shuffle them like it's live TV. Like, random episodes will play, and if it's a two-parter, it'll play both parts of the same episode. But you can just turn that on, and it'll play shows on a channel that you've created for yourself. I don't know what you'd call it, but that's my big idea. I'm going to make $1 million.
You'd be right up in there with that.
You know? Like
you could
put
the Ranch channel.
You could put The Ranch, and you could put How I Met Your Mother, and you could put Saved by the Bell.
What are your favorite shows? Your top three shows?
Like, list four.
Yeah, list four. Your top favorite shows.
The Ranch, season one. The Ranch season
gotta be different
two.
Shows, different TV shows.
No, I mean they'd be included, but your three other choices.
I don't know. How I Met Your Mother's pretty
Friends.
Good. Friends.
Friends. Friends. You want that in there?
You know, I've only watched it through one time though.
Okay,
but I watched all of them.
And you could toss movies in there. You know, like put some movies. So if you're just like,
Why can't you have a movie channel?
Click it on, and then you could if you wanted to. You could make it whatever you want. You're making your own channel.
What if you could make multiple channels?
Sure.
Yeah, but somebody's going to charge you for that.
No,
of course. That's what happens.
You get one for free, you know, and if you want to make a second one.
I mean, it's just the greed. It's just, you know.
But they used to, Pluto had, and they're gone now. I don't know. You actually cannot currently stream the James Bond movies. I went to look the other day. There's nowhere to stream them. But Pluto had a James Bond channel. Like a live TV James Bond channel, and they had all the movies up till GoldenEye. and you could just at any point click it on, and there was a James Bond movie playing, and you could just sit and watch it. And that was the coolest thing ever. I'd fall asleep to that almost every night because it's always a different movie. And I don't know. It's just there's something about live TV where you kind of miss.
I was on
just finding stuff.
I used to get on Pluto, and they would have commercials in the front.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd have one about halfway in the middle, and then one toward the end. And I would try to beat the clock and beat. I could see it starting to come, and it, you could fast forward it at one time. I don't think you can do that anymore. Right. They've stopped that.
Yeah, most of them have fixed that. Now, if you fast forward, it just plays the commercial wherever you fast forwarded to. But the Pluto, the James Bond TV channel was really cool. Amazon has a live TV function, so I'd say, if I'm guessing, the plan is to move James Bond to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I hope they do a channel like that, because that's cool. I just like that. James Bond works well for that, for a marathon.
But if you don't have Amazon Prime, you have to, you know.
You'll have to get it.
But I do have Prime.
Or buy them on DVD or whatever. Don't you have them on Blu-ray or something?
I do have a complete set except the last one.
Mm. You gave me one.
I did.
Yes.
I had double copies.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my two cents. That's what I think Netflix should do. I think every streaming service should do it.
I think Brian would not be very good at this because he gets bored with stuff except the ranch. The ranch is the only one.
I don't know how.
But to be
earth.
Honest with you, he falls asleep to it. I mean, it's not like he just, you know.
Well, I listen mainly to the last the episode.
They call that a comfort show. Uh-huh. Like it's a show that makes you feel comfortable.
Like comfort food.
What is your comfort show, John?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Okay, it's a secret.
No, it's a. It's not a talk show. It's I watch the news of some kind.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
I was just reading this article.
News puts me to sleep. Mm. You know, whether it's Fox, CNN, whatever, that puts me to sleep.
It's, the Colbert thing, which we talked about last hour, is this the end of an era? And a lot of people seem to think that it is.
I mean, when did the first late night show premiere? 70s?
Oh, no.
No.
I thought 50, it was 50. Oh, okay. So it's been.
Probably 51,
longer
too,
than I
guess.
Thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Allen had a show, and I don't know what the official start of Tonight Show. I think he was the first Tonight Show host.
1954.
Gotcha. And was it like instantly popular, or did it kind of take time?
Pretty much that into the Today Show. And Jack Parr was on for 10 years, I guess.
Steve Allen, then Jack Parr, and then Johnny Carson for decades.
Mm hmm.
Then Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno again, and Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the one that may survive just because of it, but I don't know if it will in its current format. You know, I don't know. It didn't start out as a full hour. I think it was 30 minutes in the beginning.
No.
Was it an hour?
It was an hour and a half.
Okay. Whew.
Johnny Carson had it for an hour and a half for years.
Oh, that's right.
And Jack Parr did too. Now, it may have been 30 minutes when it first started, but I believe it was an hour and a half. It was more like the Today Show, kind of.
I know that it was different than it is now.
Yeah.
So that's what it was, longer, not shorter.
You didn't do the song of the day. You didn't do anything.
I want to do it here as we go out.
Oh, you are?
Song of the day. It's a song that was made popular by a movie. That, of course, from Guardians of the Galaxy. How about some sports news straight ahead?
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Scotty Scheffler won the Open by 4 strokes after a final round 68 in Northern Ireland. The Kansas City Chiefs gave defensive end George Karlaftis a 4-year extension. The Seahawks released tight end Noah Fant. The Bengals signed quarterback Desmond Ridder from the University of Cincinnati. Denny Hamlin was the NASCAR winner at Dover, his 4th victory this season. Pato O'Ward took the IndyCar event on the streets of Toronto. And at the NBA Summer League Championship in Las Vegas, the Hornets beat the Kings. Each team was 5-0. The Detroit Tigers have the best record in the majors at 60-40 after winning at Texas Sunday night 2-1. That ends a Detroit 6-game losing streak. The Brewers won their 10th game in a row, beat the Dodgers in L.A. again 6-5. Milwaukee is now tied for first with the Cubs in the NL Central. The Cubs were losers at home to Boston 6-1. The Yankees won at Atlanta and Houston won at Seattle.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to play.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The Law Offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today. We're talking about the carnivore diet. Is this something we're going to lose weight with, or are we just going to go around eating meat?
All of the above, I think, is how it's pitched, you know. This is another, like, trendy thing, right? It's kind of, to me, an evolution of the ketogenic diet, which was an evolution of the Atkins diet.
Which were more Mediterranean? Weren't they sort of in that direction?
No. The Mediterranean diet is the health, you know, is sort of researched to sort of be a really healthy diet. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, none of those things are on the carnivore diet. The carnivore diet is literally meat and only meat. Okay.
Only meat.
So a typical day in the life of a carnivore eater might be a pound of beef at breakfast. It might be a leg quarter in butter at lunch. And it might be another pound of meat at dinner. How does that sound?
It sounds weird. It sounds like it's not what I've been taught all my life.
It's not. So I will preface this by saying I'm a big fan and advocate and practicer, right, in my private practice, of personalized nutrition. And so for me, I take what this person is currently doing, what has not worked in the past, what they need to do, what their goals are, and we create a plan together, right? And very seldom does that look like an all-meat diet. But I will not poo-poo it enough to say that there are not some applications where a carnivore diet might be helpful for someone for a short period of time, right? Like I've had like a person before with SIBO, like a gastroenterologist diagnosed SIBO case. And the only thing that worked for him for a short period of time was a carnivore diet where he wasn't doing any fruit, vegetables, fiber, any of those things. And that helped his digestion tremendously. Otherwise, it was a lot of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Okay. But I also said, this is not a long-term solution, right? Like a year from now, ideally not even 6 months from now, we don't still want to be doing meat only.
What is it for? Is it for somebody who's a workout person?
So the idea behind it is sort of based in a lot of the elimination type of diets that we see, which really started that were helpful for people that either had some type of a digestive problem and they couldn't quite figure out what was causing it, or for people that had certain skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, and maybe that was exacerbated by dairy or gluten or sugar. And you wouldn't know, so you would take a lot of things out of your diet, feel better, add things back in, sort of figure out what was the trigger, right? And so I think the idea behind the carnivore was like, okay, we're going to take all of these things that are potential offenders out of the diet, things that could be causing inflammation, increased blood sugar, and we're just going to do this protein, this meat diet, which people tend to react to less. And but then the goal of the carnivore diet is just that's their diet for life, right? All the different foods are developed for a reason, right? Our body needs carbs, fat, protein. That's what it needs every day. It is true that we can't make fat on our own. We have to absorb our own fat. It's true that we can't make protein on our own. We have to absorb our own protein. It's true that we could make carbohydrates from protein. Okay. It's not an efficient process. That's what ketosis is, but it's not efficient. It's not our body's preferred form of fuel. It prefers to run off of carbs, right? And so in a perfect world, we have a good balance of all three of those things, right? And I think where carnivore sort of comes in, or where keto came before it, and all of these type of low carb diets, is a lot of times people tend to overeat sugar, refined carbohydrates. And so their answer is just cut all of it out and don't eat it at all. And that's not a solution. It's not a good long-term solution. The point is to get to a point where we can moderate those things, where we can have the right amount of carbohydrates that works for your body, and it will look different for everybody. Some people will thrive on 60, 75 grams of carbs in a meal. Somebody else may only thrive on 30 or 40 grams, but it doesn't mean that they should do 0 grams of carbs. And so for me, in most applications, carnivore is a very extreme type of diet. It's not promoting behavior change. It's not promoting balance. And we're missing out on so many good nutrients that are in a lot of your carbohydrate type of foods. Just a few weeks ago, we talked about electrolytes, right? Where are you going to get electrolytes in chicken and turkey and fish?
Well, now, if you are on the carnivore diet, do you need supplements to make it healthy for you?
Yes, they usually have to take electrolytes. That's one of the things that they have to do.
Have to do that.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes they will recommend doing some type of a green beverage, you know, so that they're getting some type of, you know, antioxidants that they're not going to get only in meat, which again is why I say if you're on a diet and you've got to do powders, then you're better off eating food,
strange.
Right? But again, if you are in a situation where you would benefit from that from a time, then you want to do some type of electrolyte supplement, and then you want to do, and oftentimes they're going to recommend a low sugar or no sugar type of electrolyte supplement, which we have. And then you might want to look at some type of a green or fruit and vegetable type of product in the meantime while you're on that kind of diet.
Supplements are on special tomorrow.
They are. They're 25% off.
25%. Right there at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where are you located?
So we have two locations. Smyrna, we're at 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church.
Kim Dunaway visiting this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey guys, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers. When I have customers come in, they have pieces of jewelry that have just sat in their jewelry box for years and years. But my question to them is why? Why are you not wearing it? 99% of the time it's because they don't like the style of it anymore. You have the diamonds to work with. Remake a piece of jewelry into a style that you'll wear. So come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo. And we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Clark's Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
rolling along on a Monday morning, July 21st, episode 1703, and lots and lots and lots and lots of birthdays.
Yeah, I'm going to do today's birthdays. You do yesterday's.
Okay, got it.
Sean Corbett, Terry McDowell, Beth Lane, Penny Morgan, Lynn Comer, Dennis Nipper, Jason Good, Jay-Z Mosley, Chris Black, Lisa Trail, Jane Davis, Joyce Taylor, Corey Edmonds, and Tori Patterson.
And celebrating yesterday, Dick Peach, Nikki Brasher, Scott Terry, Donnie Machinsky, George McGoughlin, Olivia Fuentes, and Lynn Patter. And if you want to get a birthday into us, call or text 615-893-1450 for a chance to win some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
But it's deadline time. No more time left. Hurry, hurry.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation. Because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. We'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index values as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. New to tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now at 73 degrees.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic making its way 65 southbound down through Madison right now as you pass OHB all the way down to Trinity Lane. Yes, it's busy 65 northbound with a little bit more volume up through Williamson County, Franklin, Brentwood area. They're up by Morris Lane on 65 going northbound. Watch for a little bit of radar. I-40 out through the Mount Juliet area this morning. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage now, your roof is giving you some problems, call Independent Roofing Specialists here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out first at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A new Tennessee law now makes it a crime to impersonate a rideshare or taxi driver following a violent incident earlier this year on Nashville's Broadway. In March, 31-year-old Dakota Blunt, as well as an accomplice, allegedly posed as rideshare drivers, held a man at gunpoint, stole his wallet and phone, opened a fraudulent credit card, and racked up $18,000 in charges. Blunt was later arrested and faces multiple felony charges, including aggravated robbery and kidnapping. Had the crime occurred after July 1st, she could have also been charged with rideshare impersonation, a new Class B misdemeanor, or a Class E felony if tied to another offense. State Representative Elaine Davis says the law is meant to deter future crimes and protect passenger safety. In Murfreesboro, residents are preparing for the return of National Night Out after a four-year hiatus. Hosted by the Murfreesboro Police Department, the community event will take place Tuesday, August the 5th at Oaklands Park from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The free gathering aims to strengthen ties between law enforcement and neighborhoods across Rutherford County. Highlights include a touch-a-truck experience for kids, games, and opportunities for families to meet officers. Lieutenant Jason Higgins, event coordinator, emphasized the importance of building trust and collaboration through events like this as part of the department's renewed commitment to public engagement. If you're looking to start your morning off with more local news in a quick and digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast that's streaming on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, and over on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
735 back on The Wake Up Crew from WGNS, and time for a tier list.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What are we ranking today?
We are ranking live-action Superman things. TV shows, movies, serials from the 1940s. We're going to rank it all.
Well, let's start out with, I guess, in chronological order here?
Yes, chronological order. This is Kirk Allen.
1940 Superman.
One of the things, I've seen it once, and it was okay. It was a little boring.
The Lois Lane that is played, the Noel Neal played Lois Lane in this serial and in The Adventures of Superman, just to be clear.
But not at first, right? Not in the
first,
pilot.
Right.
Yeah. The cool thing I liked is when they did the flying.
And they went to animation.
They animated him. And I thought that was the coolest way to get around having him fly in that serial.
Yeah. But see, to me, being the truest that I am with George Reeves, I didn't like that. I mean, But yes,
but that
was
almost
the only way
like
they could do.
That's a precursor only, to CGI.
That's only they could do.
You know,
yeah,
ahead of its time.
Yeah,
B.
Whoa, pretty high for you.
I mean, it's okay. It was the first one. You got to start somewhere.
Well, I'm going with a C. I didn't like him as Superman.
And you haven't seen it.
No.
Okay. We'll go C. George Reeves Superman.
A. For its time, it was the greatest special effects for its time.
Sure. I've seen it recently, and the special effects don't hold up, but the stories do. I mean, it's pretty
now,
good.
I will have to preface it with that A. The first two seasons are A. The last two seasons are, or last three seasons are more like a C.
And don't go into it expecting like it to be just like the comic
so
book.
So I guess I need to give it a B. Let's give it a B.
A B?
Yeah,
okay.
Because that really hurt it the last 3 years of the color episodes.
Now, this is going to be a controversial take for me. But don't worry, one of Christopher Reeve's movies is going to be an S for me, but it is not the first one.
Yeah.
I would give Superman the movie an A, personally.
I would too, A.
I'll go with that.
Go with an A?
But the next one has to be an S.
I'm going to say Superman. I like Superman 2 better. I
yes.
like Zod as a villain better.
Yes.
I like the movie better. I would put it as an S.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Now we're getting into the good stuff.
Which it was really all made at one time.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. Superman 3.
D.
I could go D.
I would go D, but I think it's better than the fourth one.
I'm going to put them both at D, so
okay,
it doesn't
we'll
matter.
Go both D for 3 and 4. Not much to talk about with those. Lois and Clark. This is a hard one, because some of Lois and Clark...
Yeah, early on it was really good, too. I'm going to go with a B with Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
What are your thoughts?
That was your generation, though, a little bit. So you kind of saw reruns.
I saw it was the first show I ever watched on Netflix.
Yeah,
because it was on early Netflix.
I could go with A too, but
it's no better than a B for me.
Okay,
I think probably a B. Now this is my Superman, and it's Smallville. I think you have to knock some points off for it not really being Superman.
I do too. But I think it's almost worth an A.
And it ran so long.
Yeah.
And the stories were good,
yeah.
I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
And the
I
way
mean,
they
10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Superman just works well in a TV show.
Yeah.
I could go A. I think A is probably the best. Superman Returns is one, because that's my first Superman movie. I want to give it an S, but it's definitely not. I think it's probably closer to a B.
It was a little long, a little boring at parts, but he was good as Superman. I'm going to go B.
I'll go B.
B? Man of Steel. Man of Steel is the opposite of what, you know. It's a really good movie. I don't know that it's a great Superman movie.
C.
I go C. Batman vs. Superman.
C.
I'd go D, personally.
Yeah, okay, I'm good with that too.
C or D.
I do not care for that one. Superman and Lois.
A.
I almost want to go S.
Well, I could go S.
I would go S.
The finale alone, I think I'd give it an S.
Okay.
It's the best show.
And then Superman 2025.
I'm going to go S plus.
I think I'd go S.
It's above S for me.
Wow.
S for super.
Yeah.
And that is our Superman tier list here from the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. Back with more coming up here in just a couple of moments. Stay with us.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, my name is Wade Taylor. I'm the owner of Cannonwood Farms in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We specialize in Weary Weary peppers and Cherokee purple tomatoes. We sell it at the Farmers Market. We can use it in different things such as ice cream, chocolate. We do have a hummus that we do some samplings with, and we also put it in a Cherokee tomato salsa. Just to imagine the flavor would enhance quite a bit of tomato salsa. And our customers call it a kiss of heat, and we have some other new items that we're putting out this year, a black tomato and also a Japanese persimmon Weary Weary vinaigrette. So looking forward to having you and seeing you here.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up things here for a Monday. Hope your Monday's been off to a good start so far. If you're just getting going, that cup of coffee, don't burn your tongue. Let's see. The Wake Up Crew powered by, speaking of burning, Middle Tennessee Electric. Changing your HVAC filter every month helps your system run more efficiently and saves energy. Learn more at MyEnergyPlan or MTE.com/MyEnergyPlan, the best way to get to it. Good neighbors today, yes, too. Virginia and Jerry Hayslip are today's good neighbors of the day for doing so much to help the people of Reedyville. Now, apparently, they deliver truckloads of food every week there, and a blessing to so many people. Virginia and Jerry Hayslip today receive flowers in recognition of their great work from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So thank you, Virginia and Jerry Hayslip. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor of the day, simple, easy, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link. It'll have, says here's the link. Tap here. And then fill out the information, click submit, and then you're done. That's all you have to do to get in a good neighbor, and you will certainly make someone's day. For sure.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice guy.
Where do you go to learn how to make a banana split?
I don't know where.
Sunday school.
Replay.
Again, that's one of those borderline jokes.
If you, hearing it now, what would you give it?
Oh, thumbs down. But I
like to ask that question.
I only did it because it was close enough.
It was close.
Yeah. It was close
it
to be.
It just didn't quite edge it out for me. But he gets a positive score.
I don't know why he's doing sarcastic little things here. You just got a positive. You got a thumbs up. What's the deal?
But Dalton likes to do that.
I like to ask that question. Hearing it the second time, does it hold up?
It sounded worse the second time, but
the jokes ever sound better the second time you've heard it in an hour?
That's a true point. Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. But it's still true.
A true point's going to be true.
You know what? You keep going. That thumb can go back down rather than go up now.
Oh, like for today?
Yeah.
So oh, it's already locked in, man.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
There's no changing or overriding.
Those jokes are not amazing. This joke was not amazing.
You are not the CEO of jokes.
We're not even the CEO of this program.
His big mistake was putting the dad joke of the day during the 6 o'clock hour, because now he doesn't have any control over, you know, because if it was in the 7 o'clock hour, he could just say, we're not rating him. I'm in charge. But in the 6 o'clock hour, you're in charge.
That's right. Remember that. Put that in your proverbial pipe and smoke it.
I will, and then I'll spit it out.
I love stirring the pot.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Which is why you did this.
But the show's so much more fun when I'm here.
It certainly is.
Oh, yeah. Loads better. What have we learned today?
He doesn't have a high opinion of himself.
No.
The show's a lot better when I'm here.
We talked a little late night TV.
What's late night TV?
The ranch to you.
You're part of the problem, you know.
I like Nightline.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah. If I can stay up long enough, I get a little sleepy. Jimmy Fallon started off great.
Yeah.
But then he got old quick. And I just don't like the way he has to sing all the time. You know, like he has a guest and he wants to sing with
him. His laugh gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I know.
He's like clapping and smacking his leg. Yeah. And it's to a joke like what he just told. And I'm like, it's not that funny.
He goes over the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Feels fake.
I don't think he is fake, really. I don't. I think that's just his way.
Think he's just really?
Because he couldn't keep a straight face when he was on Saturday Night Live either. He laughed at everything.
You think he's just really that dumb?
Yeah, I just think he laughs like that. Yeah,
I just don't care for him. I wish I did.
Well,
but a lot of people.
I bet you're not happy about Happy Gilmore 2 coming to Netflix.
A lot of people my age don't like Jimmy Fallon. That's his lowest demographic, is young, early 20s.
And if you don't win that at late night, you're in trouble. So. But anyway.
Because that's who's awake.
Song of the day as we get out of here. This is from Guardians of the Galaxy, a song that became famous because of a movie. Have a good day, everybody.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory currently remains in effect. We'll see a slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon. Under sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Heat index values as high as 107 with west winds at 5 to 10. Due to tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely to continue under cloudy skies, low around 73 degrees. South winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew.